Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You know what we're doing all day today? Well, first off, celebrating Vinny's birthday. Secondly, we're giving away floor tickets to see Michael Franti and Spearhead all day long. All different times of the day. August 24th at the Fox Theater. And lo and behold, who pops in to say hello? The one and only Michael Franti is with us here. Happy Friday.
Bryn, happy Friday from Key West, Florida.
Nice.
We were driving on our bus this morning. We've been touring around. We played Alabama. And then we did this cool thing called the Sugar Shack yesterday, which is this YouTube show in this guy's house in the most random place called Bonita Springs, Florida. You just basically set up on his porch and he does these, he's got millions of followers and he's a YouTube thing. But anyway, we were traveling this morning, like through the Florida Keys, and I had no idea that it was like this string of bridges that goes on for like, I don't know, 20, 30 miles or something. And you get to the very, very end of the last key and that's where we are. Like I'm looking at Cuba or whatever. It's the next closest thing. So we're at the end of the line here.
You're at the end of America. It's fantastic.
End of the rainbow. It's the end of the rainbow here.
Yeah, what do they say? You're 90 miles north of Cuba. Like you,
something like that.
If you were a major swimmer, there's probably people who could swim that. I don't know them.
Well, Diane and Nyad famously did it recently.
Uh-huh.
There's a great movie about her. This is awesome. And I look out there and I'm like, man, I got about 15 strokes and I'm back.
I don't have it.
Yeah.
Well, at least it would be warm water. That would be nice.
Yeah, it's very warm. Very warm water to drown in.
Right. That's better than cold water to drown. Yeah, I feel like that's a nicer drowning than the freezing cold.
I mean, take Key West or the Titanic, I'm going drowning in Key West.
Oh, I am 100% with you. It just feels like, oh, look, the sunset.
Yeah.
You know, hilarious drowning jokes. Super fun. Yeah,
listening to Jimmy Buffett and gurgling.
Right. Yeah. I think that big tribute show was last night there. The whole big Jimmy Buffett tribute thing in the Hollywood Bowl. But listen, I don't expect you to know what other shows are going on. You are so busy doing your shows.
Yeah.
You do not live here anymore. You live
Well, we still have our house, but we live mostly in Bali. And we own a hotel there called Soulshine Bali. And it's a sound and wellness hotel. And what that means to us is it's a place where we have music, live music, and all kinds of wellness activities like yoga, Pilates, and stuff. And Sara and I realized something, my wife Sara realized something during the pandemic, which was that wellness wasn't just, am I fitting into my jeans or not? Wellness is like, am I really happy on the inside? Am I feeling good about my life, my relationships, my work, my creativity, all those things? And so we built Soulshine Bali to be a place where people could just come and hit the reset button. And we say our mantra is 100% healthy 90% of the time. So it's like, you know, have your organic salad, but if you want to mix in a piece of chocolate cake every now and then, we're gonna appreciate that.
Right.
Actually. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It's true.
Enjoy it.
It's those little indulgences that make life make all the hard work that people do to be well worth it.
Yeah. Connect to your soul. Yeah.
That you can have it.
And speaking of cake, I brought it up for a reason.
Oh,
it's Vinny's birthday.
Vinny
loves that.
Happy birthday,
Michael.
Man.
You know, double
Vinny,
nickel.
Thank you.
You know, I was going to say...
What is your favorite cake? What's your favorite cake while we're on the subject?
I'll go chocolate cake is probably the number one.
But
I like carrot cake a lot. I like chocolate cake. I don't get to indulge, as you just said. And I was going to say, you're talking about swimming and possibly drowning earlier, but you're in pretty damn good shape right now. Like, you've been...
Yeah.
You've taken the touring thing seriously, and you're on it, aren't you?
Yeah. I just got up and I did my 10,000 steps this morning. So I do 10,000 steps, which is about 5 miles every day walking at a good pace. And I weight train, do yoga, and...
Do you do that on a treadmill, or do you get out of your hotel and just take off? Like, I'm going for a walk.
That would drive me nuts. I get off the tour bus, and today I just walk, and I usually takes me about 75 minutes, an hour or 75 minutes, and depends on how much I stop and look at points of interest. But it was really nice. Walk through Old Town, saw the Truman. Center, President Truman had like this compound down here, so I went and visited that today. Nice. And that was cool.
Key West, just one stop on your tour, but there's actually Key West is like legendary. I actually wonder.
Legendary place.
Yeah, I wonder where, like, what is the venue that you play at in? Is it like a famous Key West thing or?
Well, it's called the Key West Amphitheater, and it's literally right on the water. Like, I'm on the stage, and I could see the ocean from this stage. And it's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the move has been really good for you, not only in your relationship, but it's keeping you in shape for your tours. Because I imagine that is, as you age, as anyone ages, you're like, man, it's hard to keep up. And then touring life is not easy, man.
Mm-mm.
No, it's a grind physically because, we get off stage and then you go to sleep on the bus, and sleeping on the, like, 3 hours on the bus is meant more like 2 hours in the actual bed that's not moving. It's like, you're never really quite like asleep, and even though I have a beautiful bed and, it's cozy and, you can watch a movie or whatever and do anything you want, but just the twisting and turning, and every now and then the bus takes a sharp turn and I leap out of bed we're gonna, but I love it. Like, I've been touring now for 30 plus years and I love it more today than I ever have. And
is
I've
that
also
right?
learned the ways of, yeah, absolutely. And I've learned the ways to do it that keep you sane and keep you healthy, And the main thing is just, here's something that I learned recently that I wish I had known like 7 years ago. When I use Instagram, I download the app onto my phone and I use it and I look at it and I post something and I comment on things and then I delete it off my phone. And so I do that every day. And some days I'll go like 2 or 3 days. Some days I'll just take a week off and I won't even look at it. Otherwise, I'm like up in the middle of the night on my phone, like, 2 hours past, 3 hours past, and I haven't slept. Now it's 3 a.m, and I got to be up at, 8 a.m. to go do a radio show. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, actually, do you find that, now that you're used to it, that's just second nature. You just download it, use it, delete it. But
the first couple days, I would go to my phone and I would hit the spot with my finger on the phone where Instagram used to be. And there was like a blank spot.
Habit.
And, but I went for a week and I just noticed, God, I got so much more time. I'm spending, amazing thing, spending so much less time on the toilet.
Well, that's great to know.
What's the quality of your life? Are you writing new songs or are you spending that hour on the toilet, And, So less toilet time, more creative time.
Well, you hear from people who tour, and I've heard this from many touring musicians, and I think most people get this. You go on vacation, and you drop your diet, and you're almost, in some ways, in survival mode, where you're just eating what you need because you're on the road, and you're doing
totally.
But for a touring musician to just be in survival mode, that bad diet, bad sleep, drinking and partying, no regular hours, can be the reason you die young.
It adds up. It adds up. And so my daily routine is I get up and I do my 10,000 steps, and then go back to the bus, make a smoothie. It's like
there you go.
Some vegan protein powder with some oats and some chia seeds and some blueberries, some peanut butter. And then some days I'll go work out and do weight training too, and or do yoga. And then we have our sound check. And then after sound check, we have our yoga meetup. So we do these events where we, like today in the venue, we have a couple hundred people who show up and do yoga with a local teacher. Oh. And I play acoustic. Yeah, I play acoustic during that, which is really awesome. And then we have a meet and greet with fans who come early and hang out with us. And I play at that too. And then we play, you know, 2-hour show. And we got this great band that's opening up with us from Canada called Bombargo. And they're super fun guys. And so we end up hanging out with them.
Are they still going to be on the tour when you get here in August?
Yeah, they'll be on that tour. They'll be on the tour too.
Yeah, people are freaking out trying to get these tickets. We're talking with Michael Franti, long time, just a 1,000-year friend of the show.
I know, I miss you guys.
We miss you too. I mean, I get that you're living a great life, and between the touring and the living in Bali, I mean, it sounds idyllic. But man, it's a long trip to Bali, and we really miss you. And your birthday is actually, you're another April guy.
The 21st.
Right.
21st coming up.
Right around. Happy early birthday. And your wife, Sarah, just had a birthday as well, right?
Yeah. Sarah just had a birthday on the 7th. But we were apart, so we're going to celebrate together. Actually, we have a cool thing that just happened to us at the hotel. So I started Soulshine. I went to Bali on vacation one time, and I was like, God, I love this place. I love the culture. I love the art here. I love everything. And so I bought a little piece of land, and I was like, I'm going to build like a kind of like a place I could retire in. And every year I'll build like one room. Oh. And I realized like I'm never going to be able to like live here all the time. So why don't I build a place that has 5 rooms, and I'll build a yoga studio, and then I'll offer it to people to come and stay here when we're not here. And so I made this decision in my life that changed my life. I was like, should I put the yoga studio at the bottom and build like a beautiful, you know, top room with a great view, and I could charge more for that room? And then I said, no, I'm going to put the yoga studio at the top so that everyone can enjoy the view, because they have this beautiful 360-degree view of the jungle, palm trees, rice terraces, all this stuff. And so people started coming. And pretty soon we went from 5 rooms to 8 rooms to 16 rooms, and now we're up to 33 rooms.
Oh, my God. But, you have a full-on resort.
It's a resort,
crazy.
Man. Yeah.
So we have three yoga studios. We have 2 restaurants and a bar and a music venue there too. And on the 21st, when I get back, we're just getting a 5-star rating from the Hotel Association of Indonesia.
Nice.
So we went from 5 rooms to a 5-star hotel. Yeah. So
That is huge.
You know what? Hearing that story and how that grew organically is why you've made it. Because can you imagine if you dropped that thing as it stands today, hoping people would show, it just wouldn't have, it's grown. Right.
You let it evolve.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so you're mid-tour now, and you've got a long way to go. And it sounds like you get home, you know, here and there, at least for your birthday.
Yeah.
What about, like, where are we at with working on new music? I know you've been very productive the last few years.
Yeah.
I
never stop writing. I always am writing and recording, even on tour. And we have a record that's out now, Big, Big Love, and a song called Hands Up to the Sky that is just coming out. And
that's not even that old. You know, that Big, Big Love is like, is it 6 months? Not
months
even,
old,
right?
6 months old. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're touring right now. But I'm always writing new songs, and I'm playing new songs. I just wrote this song. I wish I had my guitar here because I'd sing you a little bit of it. But I wrote this song because I was thinking one of my biggest fears in life is that I will pass away before the people that I love, you know, before my wife, before my kids, and part of it is like this FOMO, like, you know, like, gosh, this life is going to go on with all these people that I love, and I'm going to miss out on something, you know. And part of it is that they would miss me, and I would feel bad and sad that they were, you know, sad missing me. And so I think of to myself, like, well, maybe I'll come back as something that could re-enter their life secretly, you know, like I'll come back as like a puppy or something. Or in Taj's case, you know, he's 5 and a half. I'm like, if I came back as a frog, I would get all the attention of my 5-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
He doesn't reach that thing where he's going to dissect you. That's problematic.
Yes. But then I thought, what if I come back as a song? And then I'll be with, you know, a song can last a million lifetimes, you know. And so I wrote this song, I Hope I Come Back as a Song, and I've been singing it on tour, and we'll probably put it out as like a little special.
I love
thing.
That.
I love yeah. that. Is Thank so, you. It's yeah, really cool to hear like the cool. genesis of certain of your songs, you know. We've yeah. watched you over the years come in and like stare into Sara's eyes as you're singing, you know, whatever the latest yeah. love song is. I think that's really yeah. sweet. I actually feel, I guess I'm just really selfish. I feel the exact opposite. Like, I want to go first. I don't want to lose all these people. Like, I don't think I can take it. I'm like, I'm square with everybody. They know I love them. Like, I want you to go on and be happy. And if there is a way to
what
watch,
would you
I'll
come
do
back
it.
As though?
If well, now a song, obviously.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know.
But what would maybe it would be like a blue whale song?
Oh,
can you do a little blue whale for us? Can you sing a little?
God, I think we got a hit on our hands right now.
There we go. Like, just drop a beat on that. Brent, can you drop a beat on that for us?
I can try,
yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a hit. I could, in my own mind. I'll be playing that in my own mind all day. Hey, Michael, it is just so awesome to catch up with you. I always feel like we pick back up where we left off, and we really, really miss you. And so hopefully you. When you come around in August, we can get you in person.
Yeah, come in the studio. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know? Yeah, I would love to see you, buddy.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. And we're in a new studio, too. Like, that's you can come in and check out our new digs. On,
oh, cool.
Our, yeah, that'd
nice.
Be really fun.
Maybe we can do a yoga session. The studio. I've been to one of Franti's yoga sessions where he plays acoustically too. It's so much fun. And the fact that
why don't we? Yeah, maybe we do something where we invite, you know, 3 or 4 listeners down, and we do a little yoga in the lobby, and then
bring the guitar and play a few tunes.
That'd be fun.
Perfect. Okay, it's. Yep. Promotions, are you listening? We're
That's
making
a pretty
happen.
Rad prize, to be honest with you. Yeah. Yes, Michael, we'll do
it
that.
It is.
Let's do it.
We have Sweet. You on record now. Hey, listen.
I'm in.
We're looking forward to seeing you in August, and really, anytime you've got something that you want to share, you know the number.
Thank you.
Absolutely great to see you. Michael Franti, ladies and gentlemen. And,
thank you, Sarah.
And
thank you, Vinny. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, and happy early birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you.
And continue great luck out there on the road. You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Very exciting. Yeah, and that's true. You guys are, I think you're the same sign. What is, what's the sign for Aries?
No, I'm Taurus just by one, like, I'm the first day of being Taurus.
Oh, you're like, crossed over.
And I'm married in Aries. And I'm not sure if that's a good, like a ram and a bull together. Does that really mix?
Is that, little bit
I'm
of
not
a
sure, but.
Butting head.
You two seem to be going great, though.
You do actually seem
We're
to be going,
going great.
Fine.
Yeah. We're doing good. We compliment each other.
You do. Yeah. And actually, please, if you would, I should have said earlier, please say hi to Sara for us. And,
I will.
And
I will.
Is Hooman still bothering you all the time? Are you always seeing Hooman?
We see Hooman from time to time. And Sara's going to his 50th birthday out in Fiji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. He is also going to go full tropical for that. That'll be be super fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, it is lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much,
Michael
Franti. Right. Can't wait to
Later,
see
Michael.
It. And keep it here on Alice Take all day
care,
because we have plenty more Michael Franti tickets to give away today
for his
show coming up at the Fox Theater, which is a great place to see a show. So,
Incredible
place. Yeah, V-Hale's got tickets at 105 and 305. We already did ours today. She has 1105, 105, Janie, 305, 505. Those guys all say hi as well.
Yes.
All awesome. Right. Thank you so much. And we'll be
Take
back
care.
After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Michael Bronte, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Double nickels. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a big day for us here at the Alice with the birthday for wishes for Vinny. I hope everyone is sending those along at 800-400-3697. And also we get to talk with Michael Franti. I haven't talked to him in quite some time. Great to see him looking so good and, you know, always a great attitude and nice frame of mind. Jane, our little Janie, she has something for you at 4:05 this afternoon. So as you're kind of winding down your workday Friday, take a listen to Jane. She's got a keyword you text to us. 20357 is the place to text it to. You'll be entered for a chance to win tickets to see Glass Animals. Woo! September 11th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. It's the perfect way to catch up on all the best moments from the past week. So pour yourself a cup of coffee and tune in for a bonus day of the Sarah and Vinny Show every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m.
So nice. The sixth day.
Yep.
Maybe we work so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Right. Nose to the grindstone.
Okay, I'm going to start with something that's both fun and sad and gross and all the things.
Oh, no. Well, all the things.
Nice. Oh. All of it. O.J. Simpson. Oh, I should add, first of all, though, that the weather today will be very different from the last couple. Cooler. And we're headed into rain for tomorrow.
All right.
So the first story is O.J. Simpson has died. We've all heard that now. And we're close to the anniversary of the slowest, maybe not the slowest, but the most famous slow speed white Bronco chase of all time.
Yeah.
Every channel was on it back in the June of 1994.
Oh, it was June, huh? That's
so 30 years ago coming up.
Boy, boy, oh boy.
Here's some other stuff that happened 30 years ago. We lost Kurt Cobain. Let's see. Oh, on May 26th, 30 years ago, Michael Jackson married Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh, really?
Sadly, both of them are gone now.
They are, yeah.
On June 15th, The Lion King hit theaters.
Oh.
Oh.
The original cartoon.
Yes. Damn. The number one songs in the country over this stretch of time were The Sign by Ace of Base.
Oh, I love that
Bump and Grind by R. Kelly.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Were you just singing Bump and Grind?
Yeah, I was.
Let's hear that for a second.
Let me see if I can.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to play R. Kelly songs.
See nothing wrong.
Yeah, maybe do you hear what he's quoting, though? That's the.
I don't see nothing wrong.
He's so canceled, though. Screw that guy.
Yeah.
Let's stop
and
playing.
I swear. By All for One.
Oh, my jam.
Oh, All for One. Right. That's the only reason I've even ever heard of them is because of Britney.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a really good jam, though. Here it is.
Is it? They're another boy band, right?
Yeah. They're
Are they an English boy band?
No, I think they're American.
Oh, okay.
You'll only cry those happy tears. And no, I made mistakes.
Go, Britney.
All right, enough of that.
Oh, what do you mean, all right? We were all in.
Yeah,
keep
we were
going.
I was swooning.
I wanted to check if they're from.
You could be a little louder too, like that. Actually,
yeah,
I really felt like that. Everything could have been a little louder there.
Everything was just
turn it up and sing it. Go, happy Friday. Do it.
Where is All for One from? Oh, they're spelled with a four, the letter.
Oh, and a one? Four. All 41? No. Or is there...
And okay. They're from...
they spell out the one.
Lancaster, California.
Oh, really?
Lancaster. Right. That's down south, I think.
Yeah, you should drive through Lancaster to get to Las Vegas.
Oh. All
right.
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't there an In-N-Out in Lancaster? That might have been where we stopped for In-N-Out on the way.
I don't know.
This is the part where we...
All right. How dare,
how dare join me with these two hands.
You're making fun, but you love this song, and you know all the words.
You know all the words. That's good. That is just...
Oh, you won't have to ask if I...
Louder!
Still care.
Oh, you did. Okay.
My love,
oh,
oh.
Alright, here you go.
That was a nice little run.
Oh, there you go. For myself.
I was about to say girls, and then I went, no, ladies, and then I went, oh, no, women.
Women.
How do you fall for that? Honestly.
I don't look at me. I didn't fall for that.
That's drippy, like, sappy, boy crappy bands, fall no for that? Oh, God.
How do you not?
That. Oh.
How do you resist it is the question.
How can you resist that?
Oh. Anyway, that was one of the number one songs in the country back 30 years ago. We're sort of celebrating an anniversary, but here's a couple other things. The top scripted show on TV in the spring 30 years ago was?
30 years ago, the top TV show. Well, that would have been like pre-Sex and the City and pre-Sopranos. And
was it like a daytime show or something?
Home Improvement was the number one scripted television show 30 years ago this spring, followed by Seinfeld.
Oh, right.
Roseanne.
Oh, my.
Grace Under Fire.
Grace Under Fire?
Coach.
What about Friends?
Friends was still a few months away from premiering. In the fall.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
And the biggest sensation for kids 30 years ago was Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Then that persisted. I don't know if they're still around, but my kids were so into the Power Rangers.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
They kept coming up with new colors, too.
Yeah, adding new colors, changing up the cast all the time.
There's a green, but now there's a white Wayne Ranger.
This guy ages out. They got another guy in.
This story out of the Mercury News this morning. This lady asked the internet to find her husband who'd ghosted her and their kids.
Oh.
He was tracked down within hours.
Oh.
The post took off. With followers becoming invested in flexing their amateur detective chops. Ashley McGuire of Massachusetts.
I don't know Ashley.
Are you sure?
I know.
Okay.
I do know most people in Massachusetts, Vince.
I would imagine you do. Yeah. Ashley McGuire of Massachusetts asked for help on Facebook, finding her husband, saying he'd ghosted her while she was pregnant with their second child more than a year ago.
Oh, my.
The internet rallied, and within 24 hours, she'd received hundreds of tips, enough to finally track him down in hopes of getting him to sign divorce papers so she can move on with her freaking life.
And get some child support.
The post took off online, and the in-real-life saga, with followers from all over becoming invested and using their detective chops. This is my husband, Charles Withers, McGuire wrote. In a now-deleted Facebook post over the weekend. He loves to be the center of attention. And I'm not sure how much he's going to like this. McGuire, a makeup artist, went on to claim that Withers disappeared without a trace sometime last year and has never met their youngest child.
Oh.
She drove herself to the hospital.
Oh.
And when the baby was delivered, she was alone.
They are they're attractive people. She's gorgeous.
Like that. He's moved somewhere.
He's just moved away. So where did they find him, Vin?
He's moved somewhere out of state, changed his phone number. She went on writing, divorcing someone who's completely unreachable is really tough and drawn out. So I'm trying to track him down and get his signature on some papers so I can close this chapter and move on with my life.
We're looking at wedding pictures here. They are a beautiful couple. It's actually, he just got sick of playing second fiddle to the first kid. Now they've got another kid on the way and he's all me. Is that what's happening here?
Well, I don't know about the psychology, but you're probably not very far off. I do know that that happens, that, you know, the kid suddenly is the apple of your partner's eye and you're like,
but what about me and my needs?
This whole thing came out of... Right,
us doing that one thing we really love doing, right? We love doing that, don't we?
I'll be in line. I'll be back over. You know what? I'm going to tiptoe off. You won't notice. Turns out she noticed.
Took her a while. I mean, it's been a year, but now she knows. And
the post on X was viewed 50 million times. So this just went like wildfire.
I love it. I think it's great. And people love this. I mean, as you know, you referenced this morning. It's the whole only murders in the building thing where the internet sleuths are like, I can crack this case.
Within 24 hours, a number of women had said, I've matched with that guy on a dating app on Bumble.
Oh.
They figured out that he'd moved from Massachusetts to Texas and now was going by Charlie.
Oh.
Anyway, the long story short, because it is a long story, is she found the guy. And he got in touch. And she's now said, I need to call off all the dogs.
Oh.
He's in touch. That's what I needed. And I'm going to get the signature and we'll move on. But I don't know. I understand the idea of just wanting to be free of whatever your responsibilities are.
Yes.
How you actually pull that off is so scuzzy and so beyond belief that you're able to just go, what kid?
Yeah.
You wake up, you just go, I don't have any kids.
Yeah. You know, Vin, though, there's this is still preferable to murdering the wife to get out of the marriage. Agreed, but that does happen. So I'm saying I'd rather get, you know what? Better to leave.
Way to not kill your family.
Way to not kill your family. Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't see it coming.
Thank you.
Way to spin us right out of that and into this.
Okay. What will this be?
Well, a library in New Jersey, you know, libraries.
Yeah.
The computers kind of cut into their business.
Little.
They're looking for ways to promote and stay relevant. So a library in Jersey decided they would get a bunch of eclipse glasses so that local children could witness the wonders of science.
Science.
Unfortunately, it turns out the Morristown Library in Jersey somehow figured out the eclipse glasses were counterfeit, probably won't work, and you might go blind.
Oh, no.
That's a major promotional nightmare, especially, I don't know that they printed, you know, Morristown Library on them, but I can imagine as the kids' eyes are bleeding and they're going blind and they're wearing these Morris, that's not the promotional.
Damn you, Morristown!
Right. 2 hours before the eclipse, the library sent out panic messages everywhere. They could post them saying, do not use those glasses. They're counterfeit.
Mm.
The glasses were purchased from Walmart. And were labeled brand approved by the American Astronomical Society.
What?
I don't know if that's a real thing. But they later learned these might be knockoffs. Whoops. They've apologized profusely for the error.
Walmart should apologize, too. They bought them at Walmart? Crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I hope no people blinded themselves with Walmart glasses.
You can set up a janky website and take someone's business away from Walmart without them knowing. It happened to me.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
It wasn't Walmart.
It was the ticket.
But I did buy something that I thought I was buying from a venue firsthand. Like, yeah, I'll take those. And then it turns out I paid way more than those janky tickets were worth because I didn't read all of the stuff.
Yeah, that's the lesson. Read, you know.
Don't.
That is the lesson, though.
No.
Read.
Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, it is his birthday. That could happen to anybody. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, here's a fun fact.
The goals.
Happy birthday, Vin. What's the fun fact?
Statistically, you're more likely to die on your birthday.
What?
How is that?
That's not true. Nobody dies on their birthday.
The Guardian newspaper just did a big thing on it. It's called the birthday effect. Study in 2016 found you're more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year.
Is it because that's the day you go and do the crazy thing or you drink the 21
it's
shots?
Or
you, yeah, I'm going to go nuts because it's my birthday. Oh, my God. Don't die on your birthday. Go crazy. Don't go that crazy.
They say, for one, your birthday can be depressing, especially as you get up there in years.
They're always fun.
The main reason, though, might be that you celebrate too hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
We're more likely to fall or have an accident on our birthday because we drank too much.
Oh.
And if you're older, drinking or overeating can also cause a heart attack. So that might be the reason for you to kick on your birthday. But statistically, more likely to kick on your birthday.
Yeah, that's... Vinny, I don't want you to tell that story on your birthday. Terrible.
Oh, he's.
It's the only day it's appropriate to tell that story. That's been kicking around for 5 days.
Oh.
I actually was like, I feel bad if somebody's birthday. Now it's my birthday. I'm all, this story's getting done.
Please don't die today.
How about a fast fact?
Can you imagine? Fast, you're jinxing yourself. I do like the fast facts.
Steven Spielberg bought the rights to Jurassic Park just a few hours before James Cameron tried to get them.
Oh!
Spielberg! Got me again!
It hasn't really hurt James Cameron. Every single movie he makes has made the most money of all the movies.
Okay. Cameron says if he'd made the movie, he would have made it, quote, nastier. Much nastier.
Oh. You should go back and reread that book. That was a great book.
That book was... Crichton has a few great books. Yep. Really great books. I've read them so long ago that I could...
Yeah, go back and read them brand new and fresh, right?
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Both my grandmothers, says 574, died on their respective birthdays.
Oh
man.
I had no idea that this was a thing. Do people... I mean, I guess they do. It is true. We go crazy on those days.
Go crazy.
415 says, Sarah's newest quote may be her best. Well, it's better than killing your wife. It literally works for any scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Really, any way, anything is better than killing your wife, I always say. That's true. Put that down on my list of...
I'm
proud of that one.
You'll find that list again.
You know, it's like I could hear what Vinny was saying. Like, it is a pretty heartless person who walked away from his kids, but at least the wife is still alive.
This must have happened while I was out. I wonder if Brett Butler has forgiven Sarah for her snide comment on her breast augmentation that so infuriated her she walked out mid-interview.
Yeah, she did walk out on me. I was not a snide comment. I just asked a question about it, and she had just been on the air with Mark Pitta talking about it. I was like, we're watching that. You know how we had the morning show going on TV. I'm looking at that. And when she came in, we talked about some other stuff. And that came up. Or I brought it up. And she was pissed. I'm like, all right, bye.
She was pissed that you brought up her boob job.
After she was just talking about it.
Weird. Another one says, Vinny, the glasses thing happened to us too. Our pediatric dentist gave glasses out in their toothbrush goodie bags, and then the day before the eclipse, they sent out frantic texts, the emails telling us that Amazon glasses were faulty. Do not use them.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
The text goes on to say, stick to teeth, people.
Yeah.
the dentist office.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Stick to books, people. Yeah. The library.
Library people.
Trying to get promotionally put out there on the map.
Yeah.
Only to find out.
You can't blame them for wanting to, have people be reminded about them, but.
This is a liability nightmare. We blinded a generation of children.
They'll never be able to read now.
707 says, good point.
Thank you.
Of all the things. You right. just blinded
Burn their eyes
the future
out.
Readers of America, you dumb library. Stupid library.
Bunch of dummies.
Loving Bryn singing All for One.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Oh, Bryn, you were great.
Touch the sky. I thought this was. Yeah, that.
I'd wear my old man Vinny t-shirt today, but I promised him I wouldn't. Happy birthday to my main man. No one should ever wear those t-shirts. They were disgusting.
Who promised? They were great. Who promised you that they wouldn't wear them?
Come on. I lost it already.
I promised. You know what? He doesn't even know you. Go ahead and put the thing on.
I probably do know you, I like you, and I appreciate you not
doing
stuff.
He doesn't like you or appreciate you.
Don't do stuff against me.
Just put that on there, take a picture, and put it up on Insta. Next time Michael Franti downloads Instagram onto his phone to participate in that, he'll see it.
415 wants to know why you keep saying double nipples.
Oh, double nipples.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Double nipples.
You ready?
It's another.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.